Excision 1, 34 seconds excised.
This ship passed through the barrier today, and we have a destroyer that appears following it. The question is, should we ask it to halt and submit to inspection? If it did not halt, should we pass it without forcing it to halt, or should we force it to halt? If we were to force it to halt, should we use fire or should we put a Navy ship in front of it? If we use fire and we damage the ship with 1,500 people on board, we find that the cargo it's carrying does not include items on the prohibited list, have we not weakened our position? And these considerations led me to conclude this afternoon and that I should recommend to this group and to you that we not.
The only problem really is this UTAN second message where he's saying to us that we avoid an incident if Khrushchev keeps his ships out. But now we don't think Khrushchev's going to agree to that. But I
want to point this out, Mr. President, that UTAN's message doesn't cover this ship. He's talking about Soviet ships.
Well, in some ways, shows that our response to UTAN's message is not a soft one at all. German ship came up, so we stopped it. And it doesn't, at the same time, we did not engage the prestige of the Soviet. Correct?
What time is it? What's the latest we can take to stop it?
The latest we can make a decision is probably 1 or 2 this morning.
By tomorrow morning, you'd have to stop it.
Well, we have to give orders to the Navy, and it's moving in. We ought to.
22 knots to that.
Yes, we ought to position our ships early in the morning so they can stop it. We must assume that it's on the last time between the time of the city here and the time of the intercept. And it's moved through the barrier already. We estimate very roughly it'll make landfall sometime late tomorrow.
When did it leave Leningrad?
Allegedly the 13th of October.
May I read the question of the accuracy of this intelligence we just talked about? We don't have anything on the exposure.
I'm nothing on the.
Excision 2, 1 minute and 22 seconds excised.
Perhaps add the TOL and do some of these other things. communication have turned back. There isn't any Russian ship coming along. As you go along and you say that the quarantine has been effective, that we're not interested at this time, POL, we let the tanker through, and it didn't raise much of a stir today. We let this through because it's a tanker. Tomorrow night, perhaps they take these pictures and they say, Bob McNamara announces that after this one has gone through, we're not going to let tankers go through anymore. So it shows that we're tightening it, and then we're not backing off at all from it. In the meantime, we haven't had a confrontation with the Russians. In the meantime, the Russians are busy in the United Nations, and we're busy elsewhere, and we're also showing the Cubans that we mean business by running these surveillances over the island, and we put out an announcement that they're continuing their buildup. And ultimately, we might decide that it would be better, rather than have the confrontation with the Russians at sea, that it might be better to have knock out their missile base. That's the first step. I don't know. It might, that's more with the Cubans than with them, and we go look through and we tell them to get out of that vicinity in 10 minutes, and we go through and knock the base. I don't know. I think it's got some advantage in the fact that gives you a little bit more time to play with. I think you can show through announcements by the Defense Department that we're not backing off and that we're still being tough, which is really the point we have.
That's the basic logic of this strike action, is to have the confrontation in Cuba rather than the
Russia. And then it gives you 3 or 4 days that perhaps you could...
Would you really step back and look at it for a second? Based on any real suspicious information that we have, the blockade, the quarantine is now fully effective.
Right.
But I don't think that can be said about the East German ship, which went through Leningrad and picked up a lot of cargo.
But you could get an excuse if you wanted to really wait without losing faith.
Yes, I think the question is twofold. One, it's a question of timing, and the second is whom do you want to confront first. Now, timing, we could well postpone the confrontation with either party for 48 hours, and during this time we could appear to be forceful by conducting surveillance. Mr. President, before you came in, we suggested that we conduct tomorrow, or at least be prepared to conduct tomorrow, 2 separate surveillance operations. One in the daytime, with 8 or 10 aircraft going in again on essentially the same targets as we surveyed today. And by the way, those aircraft, I believe, all came back successfully. And so far, we've had no unusual response to either the low-level surveillance the day before yesterday or to that of today. We propose tomorrow to be ready to do that again and to announce publicly the results of that surveillance tomorrow. Secondly, we propose tomorrow to have the capability of conducting a similar surveillance at night using flares. And these are really quite startling. And this would allow us, one, to show that we were forceful in maintaining surveillance, 2, to get additional information we need on the sites, 3, to determine whether they were carrying on activity on those sites at night. So these 2 actions, I think, in themselves will convince both our public and the world that we are maintaining a forceful position.
What are they doing with their... we don't know what they're doing with their planes on that airfield.
The pilot who flew over the aisle 28 the other day reported that visually he sighted additional aisle 28 out of the crates. We haven't seen that film.
Well, then, if we followed your point, Bob, we let the East German ship go on the ground this past year. We have announced tomorrow that the Soviet, by tomorrow afternoon, we ought to have a Soviet response to Yutan, which will affect this Krasnov.
Right.
And in any case, we can announce, if he announces all the ships are being suspended, that's that point. If he doesn't announce the ships are being suspended, I don't think he will, probably. Then we would announce that in view of the fact that he hasn't, we are putting
in view of the surveillances that show that they continue to work,
right.
In view of the fact that they're unpacking,
we'll put DOL on there. Right, we'll put jet bomber fuel on the list. We limit it to that to start. We don't have to say
that'll stop the tanker.
That'll stop the tanker, exactly.
Just look in the tanker to see what we're doing.
Right.
Bob, have you checked on the Cuban Sandra
speed?
Are they on party jet fuel, or are they making
making your own, but we put jet fuel and the raw materials in which it's made, we phrase it that way.
There you're in the
pardon?
Sure. No, but then the point is that, Bobby, under the proposal that you were talking about, you would assume that once we announce that, they turn the Grozny off.
No, no, you would You let that through just as we let the one through today. You let the tanker through.
Work continues. either have to do this air business, and or we have to put POL on, because we've got to begin to bring down the pressure, because otherwise the work's going on, and we're not really doing them any harm.
And we got to show them.
I would think this night reconnaissance tomorrow would be very important, because it would show you whether they were working secretly.
Oh, but are these the same kind of flares you use in night bombing? These Pathfinder kind of flares?
They're basically Pathfinder flares, but they're not.
Would this be regarded by the people seeing it as though there were probably a bombing gun?
No, I don't believe so. And if we wish to, we could give warning ahead of time and simply say we're going on regular reconnaissance missions night and day.
If they hear that explosion plus the night flare, I think they could think something.
You don't have to use the explosion or flare.
So it's rather a good idea.
Beginning tomorrow night, we'll know a little more. Khrushchev responded. We still get this Grozny, so all we really have to